Quarterback Zach Dysart is from the small town of Ada, Ohio, which is known for being home to the Wilson Football Factory, where all of the NFL's footballs are made by hand. Ada is also near Findlay, Ohio, where Ben Roethlisberger grew up. And Dysart followed in Roethlisberger's footsteps to Miami of Ohio, where he broke several of Big Ben's career passing records.
I've always looked up to Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, but Ben does a great job of extending plays with his feet. You know, when things break down, the pocket breaks down, you know, he does a great job of, you know, avoiding pressure and, finding that open guy downfield. You know, that's something that I think I do pretty well and something that I've tried to work on and try to emulate my game off of him. I talked to him quite a bit. You know, I met him for the first time last summer. And it was, you know, it was an awesome opportunity just getting able to talk to him, you know, just sit down with him, you know, just talk to him as a person and about football and, you know, everything that's going to be expected of you at the next level.
Dysart believes one of his strengths is throwing on the run. And in his final season at Miami, he was given more responsibility in the offense with audibles and other calls, a challenge he feels was good with the NFL on the horizon.
They put a little more pressure on me, gave me a little bit more freedom at the line of scrimmage, change up some plays, protections, whenever, the defense showed stuff. So, you know, that was nice. That was nice to be able to do this year, you know, be able to transition to the NFL offenses kind of thing. And, they pretty much just asked me to do the same thing as always, you know, just make plays, you know, not force things and, just put us in the best situation to be successful in that play.
Dysart injured his hamstring a week before the scouting combine, so he wasn't able to run or work out for the scouts. He'll be doing so at a couple of pro days at his school. It's been frustrating, but Dysart likes to say that everything happens for a reason. In high school, Dysart considered transferring from Ada to a larger school. He also had an opportunity to go to a prep school to play hockey. But he stayed put in his football factory hometown and then saw his game improve considerably at the college level.
I would say my accuracy and just, my overall mechanics of throwing. You know, when I got to college, you know, I thought it was all about your arm, all about arm strength, things like that. But, the more I got in the film room and the more I worked with all my coaches, you get all your power from your legs. So, you know, if your feet are right, if you have a good foundation, you know, that's going to take care of the throw. That's going to take care of everything else. So, you know, as long as your feet are right, you're going to be in good shape.